The Western media announces once more, Darwinism has been defeated by Adnan Oktar's 40 years of scientific struggle. The Daily Telegraph, one of Britain's most read newspapers. Turkish children will no longer be taught about evolution at school. Adnan Oktar, a prominent Turkish creationist, has led a crusade against the teaching of evolution. Evolution is not widely accepted among religious Muslims in Turkey. Pikaya, a popular Italian atheist and communist website. Turkey says farewell to Darwin. The news article talks about Adnan Oktar's contributions to the anti-evolutionary developments in Turkey over the last decade. Following that news coverage, Pikaya reported another news item titled, Turkey has excluded evolution from the curriculum. The article talks about the distribution of the wonderfully written book Atlas of Creation to half of the world and how Adnan Oktar's works paved the way for the exclusion of evolution from the curriculum. Scala News from Indonesia. Turkish scholar Harun Yahya's struggle against the theory of evolution has come to fruition. The Turkish Ministry of National Education will no longer include the materialism-based theory of evolution in the curriculum. The Saudi Arabian edition of Ashraq al-Assad newspaper published in three continents and ranked among the three biggest newspapers in the Arabic world. Harun Yahya has won his struggle against the theory of evolution. The theory of evolution has come under attack of Adnan Oktar, who also writes under the pseudonym Harun Yahya. Adnan Oktar is immensely influential both in the Turkish public and abroad. He seems to have won his struggle by having the theory of evolution officially excluded from the school curriculum. Haaretz, one of Israel's oldest newspapers. In Turkey's schools, creationists are now far ahead of their American peers. In 2006, a glossy Atlas of Creation found its way into many Turkish schools, claiming to disprove evolution by natural selection. It audaciously pointed to the fossil record to explain that creation is the handiwork of God. Sargasso, a Dutch internet website. When one thinks of Turkey and evolution, Adnan Oktar is the first name that comes to mind. Adnan Oktar is known in the West as the person who, out of nowhere, sent a nice bulky book titled Atlas of Creation to thousands of politicians, schools, and prominent figures 10 years ago. The book was praised by numerous American creationists who noted that they found the book to be quite comprehensive. The popular scientific journal Wired wrote in its Italian website, Turkey is trying to exclude the theory of evolution from high school curriculum, addressing the impact of Mr. Adnan Oktar's books. Die Standard, a Belgian daily newspaper published in Flemish. Harun Yahya's book, Atlas of Creation, achieved incredible success and brought about change worldwide. Dagsavisen, a Norwegian daily newspaper. The Muslim Turkish creationist who is responsible for anti-Darwinism, the extent of Adnan Oktar's popularity is not limited to his homeland, Turkey. His ideas have gone way beyond the national borders, and his views find support among the young and educated people in Europe. The Dominion Post, a New Zealand daily newspaper. Adnan Oktar spreads his creationist message by bombarding schools and scientists around the world with more than 10,000 free copies of his 800-page glossy anti-Darwin book, Atlas of Creation. The website of the German radio station Deutschlandfunk. Muslim author Adnan Oktar criticizes the theory of evolution through his book, Atlas of Creation. The website of the French radio station RFI, which broadcasts in 13 languages. Adnan Oktar has made history with his book Atlas of Creation, featuring rich visuals that was distributed in France and Switzerland in 2007. Ooma, one of France's popular Muslim websites. The site remarks that Harun Yahya is the symbolic name of anti-evolutionary efforts in Europe. Medias Press Info, a French Catholic news portal with annual traffic of 12 million, wrote that Adnan Oktar's book Atlas of Creation delivers the most fundamental blow on Darwinism. L'Écuyer, a Swiss website. Islamic creationist Harun Yahya is pointed out as the reason why evolution is not considered scientific in Turkey. Aurora, an Israeli newspaper published in Spanish with the most visited website, writes about the impact of Adnan Oktar's book, Atlas of Creation, on the defeat of Darwinism. Uncommon Dissent, a popular website owned by the Advocates of Intelligent Design, makes the following comment on Adnan Oktar's book, Evolution Deceit. The most succinct and comprehensive of the critiques of overblown claims for Darwinian evolution that I have ever read. L'Express, a popular French journal. Haroun Yahya, aka Adnan Oktar, is the most ardent actor of the movement in Turkey. He is waging a fierce struggle against Darwinism. Huffington Post, one of America's well-known liberal news portals, makes mention of the public fossil exhibits held by fans of Adnan Oktar, exposing the invalidity of evolution. NAC, a popular journal from Belgium, writes about Adnan Oktar's refutation of evolution through scientific proofs and the impact of his luxuriously printed book, Atlas of Creation. Infobae, one of Argentina's greatest internet news portals, talks about how Adnan Oktar spreads creationism across Europe. Avvenire, one of Italy's most read newspapers, a perfect atlas prepared by Haroun Yahya, featuring the past forms, that is, the fossils of animals, and the examples of their living counterparts. Obu Undolatelser, one of the oldest daily newspapers of Finland, published in Swedish. The newspaper remarks that Adnan Oktar's Atlas of Creation, consisting of 800 pages and sold 8 million in 1 year, is quite intriguing. Tageblatt newspaper, issued in Luxembourg, Adnan Oktar's Atlas of Creation has made a reputation worldwide. Ticino Today, a newspaper published in Italian from the Ticino Canton, Switzerland. The newspaper writes about Adnan Oktar's 30 years of scientific struggle against the theory of evolution, and how it is the root of all evil, from Nazism to fascism and terrorism. RSI News, a news outlet broadcasting in Italian from the Ticino Canton, Switzerland. For over 30 years, Adnan Oktar has been waging a struggle expressing the invalidity of the theory of evolution, the root of all evil. Aura Avis newspaper, published in Nordmøre, Norway. Quoting from Adnan Oktar's book, A Historical Lie, The Stone Age, the newspaper writes about how evolutionists have been deceiving people for over 150 years through false evidence. Mediapart, a French blog site, writes about the evolution-refuting proofs provided by Adnan Oktar's book, Atlas of Creation, and the impact it has made on Europe. Thanks to the efforts of Adnan Oktar, Darwinism has suffered a sound and crushing worldwide defeat. We hope Darwinists can soon recover from their defeat.